Okay, so we're indoors now here at the Sainsbury's School Games 2014 and joined by Matt from 100% Me, or that's what it says on his T-shirt anyway. Why don't you tell us actually where you're from and what you're doing here today, Matt?
I'm here with UK Anti-Doping. So 100% Me is our athlete education brand, educating the young athletes of the School Games about the values of clean sport.
And there's a lot of interest around the stand, I must say, today. Lots of young people checking out what's what. So why don't you show us one or two of the things as well? What are we looking at here then, Matt?
Great. Well, we've got lots of interactive activities today. We've got three ways in which our young athletes can win some kits, some of these nice T-shirts that I'm wearing today. So one of which is our hook a duck challenge. Basically, they've got to hook the duck out of the pool and get... Then they're asked questions about anti-doping. Another one is the Global Dro Challenge. So there are a lot of medications here in front of us. So some of these are prescribed over the counter, potentially could contain banned substances.
So can you take us through just one or two that we've got here on the table in front
okay.
of us?
So this one here is just your standard ibuprofen. And we've got diclofenac and hay fever relief. Mm-hmm. Now... For different sports, different substances might be banned in those sports. So it's really important that these young people come on and check on Global Dro, whether that specifically... So ibuprofen, we could do it on the phone now. We'd log on to globaldro.com, put in ibuprofen, put in the... I mean, we've got here a lot of young England judo players around us. Mm-hmm. So we'd put in... One of these guys could come over, put in judo in their phone, ibuprofen, where they bought it, and it will tell them exactly whether they're able to take this in competition or out of competition.
So is it actually the ibuprofen that's the problem, or is it other things that are added to some of these chemicals,
yeah,
the drugs
so,
as well?
So it depends. Some of those more basic things, you'll get you can search the website on the ingredient within that product. So it may be that, yeah, that's not the issue, but there may be other more complicated drugs that may contain substances that are banned, yeah.
Now, obviously, it can be a bit of a minefield, that, very easy to be caught out.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you have the flip side where people are intentionally trying to gain the edge over their competitors. What's the message from you guys on that?
So our whole education programme is around promoting the values of clean sport. So right down from school age here, through universities, colleges, and at the elite level, promoting the values of clean sport. So if athletes are... hydrated, they're sleeping well, their diet's correct, and they're training, and they're using all of the means that they've got to make sure that they're 100% me, and everything that they're doing is about their achievement, and they're proud to do that. So on our social media feeds, you can see all the athletes tweeting saying how proud they are to be 100% me, and hashtag clean sport saying that they are part of sport and they're clean, and how proud they are. So that's how we're trying to get that out to athletes, but also to the general public, so that they know that what they're watching is clean sport, it's true sport.
Now, obviously, the vast majority of athletes on the world stage are 100% the real deal.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you do get some sometimes who fall foul of that, some household names.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think the long-term secret to success is for making sure that people are encouraged to, you know, to be 100% the real deal?
I think it's the people that you see in front of us here. These are the future. These are the athletes that are going to be representing England, Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales at the Commonwealth, at the European Games, at the Olympic Games. This is the future, and we're educating them with the right values so that A, they don't make mistakes, but B, that they have the values of clean sport and they promote them and they live by them within their sports and with the others.
Great. Well, we thank you very much, obviously, today for your time and explaining. And do you have a website where people can check out more?
We'd love the guys to log on to ukantidoping.org.uk. Follow us on Twitter, hashtag clean sport, and tell us what you think about clean sport. And come find us on Facebook as well, which is all of those ways in which they can come and find us.
Great. Thank you. I can't resist. I know you guys haven't been prepped for this at all, but I'm from Key 103. I'm with a media bus that's parked outside. You guys have just been on the anti-doping stall here. What kind of message are you taking away from your visit? Can anybody just give us a few words?
Not to do it.
Yeah.
Not to do it. Like, it's not that you've been, like, well, drugged up. and always been able to form it best when other people's always putting it in. And like, if say somebody won drugs and they're always winning and you're always coming second to them, and you find out they're on drugs, it's going to like tick you off, innit? So you know they've not done it right and you have, so you're going to be upset. Because if you went to a major championship like say our nationals and somebody wins it like massive amounts and they've been caught on drugs, and then you come through like before them, right, so you come second, it's going to put you down knowing that they've won with drugs.
So you think you're almost cheating yourself, aren't you, as well as the system? You're kind of not given a true representation of your abilities. So what are you guys competing in this weekend?
I'm doing long jump in athletics.
Excellent. And are you looking forward to the competition? And tell me a little bit about who you're representing as well.
I'm looking forward to it, yeah. Like, I'm going in the second. The kid I'm competing against was first, Patrick. Well, he beat me by a centimetre scores. He's beat me by over 10 centimetres in other competitions, like. But it's always a laugh to go. Like, there's no, like, it is a serious competition, but there's no, like, harsh rivalries. It's just a laugh, really.
And who are you representing, sorry?
I'm representing northeastern England. So it's like, it's a good thing to be able to do it. Like, I've been to English schools, I've been to international, so it's just nice to actually get a northeast kit.
Great. Well, obviously, thank you very much for allowing me to put you on the spot there. And I do hope you find the information from the 100% me stand useful. A lot of activity around here, it's fair to say. A lot of people winning those T-shirts. So all the best to everybody taking part.